Well, I was going to say there's one other provision that makes it a little more difficult. Mm-hmm. There's 25 measures for meaningful use.
Okay.
You can exclude yourself from about 10 of those. So you would think that there's only 15 that we have to worry about in radiology, which is probably the case, but the way the law is written, you still have to have technology that will measure all 25. So, okay. You know, that's the challenge. We have to buy more than we necessarily need to demonstrate meaningful use.
How do you demonstrate that you've met these
Two ways. The first thing is you have to have certified technology.
Uh-huh.
So those 25 measures equate to 33 different certification criteria for the vendors. So it's the 25 plus 8 others around privacy and security. So you have to go out and buy technology that has all those 33 criteria. And then so that's step one. You have to possess a complete EHR, what's called electronic health record, that's been certified, or modular components, so that all of them add up to those 33. And then you have to, on top of that, use that meaningfully. And that's in the regs. It basically says that, you know, when you're doing e-prescribing for drugs, you have to, if you see over 100 patients for e-prescriptions, then certain percentage of those have to be done electronically.
Okay.
So that's what, and doing that is actually being a meaningful user of that certified IT. That's just one example, 25 measures.
And is this ongoing? Once you've been certified, do you then have to keep, documenting how you're using the equipment once you have?
Correct. So,
okay.
Right. So year one, in 2011, the CMS will allow you to attest to your actions. So you don't have to necessarily prove it unless you're audited, but you have to attest to the fact that this is what you had done. Beyond that point, and it's really in having CMS gear up to be able to do this, then they're going to have electronic submission from your technology to prove that you've actually been using the equipment meaningfully. All the patient's information has been recorded accurately and complying with the meaningful use incentive program.
Okay. What year did...
Yes, I'm sorry, but to your question, you not only have to do this the first year, but every year thereafter.
Okay.
And the 44,000 doesn't come right away. It comes in phases over those first 3 to 4 years. And then beyond that point, if you stop using it, you'll instantly get the penalties from CMS as well.